You're very welcome to a brand new episode of the Eric Hannon podcast, and we're kicking it off with Lee Bain's Tree and the Glory Fires. And you're very welcome to another podcast of Americana, Americana, all country, folk, and whatever you're having yourself. And we opened with Lee Bain's Tree and the Glory Fires, or Lee Bain's the Third, I think he calls himself Lee Bain's Tree. And the song was called Company Man, and that's 3 minutes of solid noise right there. And the reason I play that, because during the week I read a article. It's a long read. It's on, if you're interested, it's about, well, I'll give you the title of the article and explain it better than me. It's 4 Birmingham boys have made what might be the most important rock record about the South ever released. So, not bigging it up at all there. But it's worth checking out. It's on bittersoutherner.com. And it's a long read about Lee Bain's Tree and the band and everything. And it's a very interesting read, actually. It's interesting, good story, and very curious and interesting, and well worth checking out. My opening track, actually, I should introduce it properly. I have when I do the radio show on Firth FM, I open with the same track every week, and that's Dick Dickerson's song. and it's called Sorrow and Light. And I emailed Deke saying, can I use it on the podcast too? And he was very pleasant getting back to me and said, no bother at all, just make sure you mention my name. And that's what I'm doing right now. And the song is from the album The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. And there was a soundtrack to a documentary that was made a few years ago about the white family in West Virginia. It's a good enough documentary. It's worth checking out. It's just sort of, I don't know what the idea was. It was promoted as produced by the same team behind Jackass, but it's not really, I don't think it's that sort of vein, if you like, Jackass, because it's sort of about this family in West Virginia, and they've had a lot of issues with the law and different things. And some members of the family are very talented, they're dancers, what we call in Ireland it's sort of freestyle dancing. We call Shanos dancing in Ireland, same sort of style of dancing. And Deke Dickerson features in the actual documentary because he plays a few tracks while one of the whites there dances. But the soundtrack is very impressive. It's beautiful, clean guitar led tracks throughout. And I'll actually play another song off that later on the show. I'll close with that as well. I have to get a proper intro on the podcast because it's very quiet, and when you're going straight into Lee Bain's tree, it's probably not the best intro to have, so I probably need a more light something with I like that intro, it's perfect, but maybe something, a few words over it or something like that. So if you have any ideas, do let me know. On the podcast this month, I was planning on having them maybe once every month or so. I see how we go, or even once every 3 weeks. All going well. The radio show is taking a break for August, so that gives me more time to record a podcast. So that's what I'm going to try to do through the whole month. And in today's podcast, I'm going to feature the old and the new, the fresh and the vintage. And so I'm going to feature a few songs from that featured on the blog over the last month or so, the Mariannes, the Mountain Men Band, stuff like that. And I'm also going to play a few of my favorite tracks, just random stuff that I've been listening to lately that's been popping up on my iPod. So I have one track here that I haven't played in a long time. I haven't listened to it in a long time, but just popped up on my iPod when I had it on to shuffle the other day. So I said I definitely have to play this podcast. And this is Bessie Levesque, and the song is called Before the Money Came.
Hanging on to my mama's every word, gonna sing them out loud and conquer the world. All them faces on the pictures up there makes me remember when my table was bare. Living at my mama's house, taking food from my family's mouth before the money came. I was singing R&B back in 62 before you were born, and your mama too. I knew David Ruff when it was over, sleeping on my floor before we crossed over. All my friends on the Grammy show, I was stuck in Detroit trying to open doors. Record deals kept falling apart, one with Atlantic nearly broke my heart. Before the money came, I got a lot to say. So proud I was built this way. See my worth, didn't know where I fit in. 40 years I kept on singing before the money started rolling in. Mm-hmm.
it luck if I got me a gig for 50 bucks. Now I got all these big decisions to make. Never thought success would be hard to take. Shoes on my feet, more in the closet. Silk on my skin, more if I wanted. All these years I kept my style. I wouldn't cross over, so it took me a while before the money came.
Going with you, babe. I'm going with you, babe.
And that was the sound of R.L. Burnside and a song called Going Down South from the album Ass Pocket the Whiskey. And before that we heard Betty Levesque and what was the name of that song? Before the Money Came. And those two artists sort of have, apart from both being exponents of different versions of the blues, sort of blues rock, they both also have something else in common in that they both had career revivals in their later years thanks to younger artists. In the case of R.L. Burnside, it was John Spencer, you know, from John Spencer Blues Explosion. In the case of Betty Levesque, it was the Drive-By Truckers who helped her revive her career. She sort of came back before that she did an album, what's it called? I've Got My Own Hell to Raise. And then it was sort of that song's from the one she did with Drive-By Truckers. And she wrote Patterson Hood, lead singer of Drive-By Truckers, produced the album. So it sort of does, it's just a funny coincidence. So I thought I'd feature both of them. Just something that, something curious about the blues musicians. And they're making their comeback. And that Betty Levesque track, if you ever thought making it in the music industry was easy, that song would definitely try deter you. You should really look into those lyrics. They're brilliant. They're very clever. Now, I won't I won't keep chatting too long. What we have up next, I'm going to play some Afghan Whigs, which I haven't played in a while, Algiers, and after that, I don't know, I'll play some Irish tracks, and we'll see how we go from there. It's a bit all over the place today, but that's the way it should be in the podcast, you know what I mean? Can't be too organised. So here's the Afghan Whigs. Dream the
darling, please, you play my heart like a drummer's beat. I'm going so fast I can hardly breathe. You got me on my knees. I can't get enough of you, darling, please, you play my heart like a drummer's beat. I'm going so fast I can hardly breathe. You got me on my knees. Come and play that song and play it all night long for me. I can hardly breathe. You got me on my knees. King enough of you, darling, please. You play my heart like a drummer's beat. I'm going so fast I can hardly breathe. You got me on my knees. Come play that song and play it all night long for me.
3 in the morning. It doesn't seem to bother you to leave the babysitter sitting at home. Well, I shouldn't drive, and I know you can't. That's alright, it's never stopped us before.
That was fun. That was the sound of Tim Lee Tree and a song called Long Way Home, and from an album called Raucous Americanus. So there you go. It's a great album. Tim Lee Tree hails from Knoxville, Tennessee, and it's a three-piece band led by Tim Lee. They are no surprise there, and well worth checking out. He's he must have a lot of albums to his name now. I think he does. And you definitely should check him out. And what did I play before that? I played the Mountain Man Band, which I featured on Eric Hanna recently. And they actually, despite the sound, they actually hail from Galway. So from the Gaeltacht, as we say, which is like the area where they speak Irish. And it's usually the west of Ireland, West Galway. And how two lads from there end up playing the blues, I'm not quite sure. But great stuff it is. And well worth checking out, the Mountain Man Band. And not to confuse with Mountain, there's another band called the Mountain Man as well. They're just called Mountain Man, where this is the Mountain Man Band. Mountain Man were the it's a trio of sort of folk female vocalists, and they're not confused with Mountain Man Band. Just so you don't get confused if you're looking them up, because I did. You can find them on SoundCloud anyway, and that's where I found that track. So definitely worth checking out. What am I going to play for you next? I'm off to a festival in a week or two. It's a craft beer and music festival, which is like I tweeted about it last week. I said if someone ever designed a music festival for me, they would have come up with something like this. There's lots of Irish artists that play Americana and folk music. Like, it's a great lineup, and also there's also a big lineup of craft beer, which I'm a big fan of. I'm not too fond of generic beers, partly because they give me headaches for some reason, but craft beers I'm a big fan of, and this is like my two favourite things in one place. So I'm going to preview a few tracks from artists that are going to be appearing at the festival that I'm looking forward to catching. And the first one is a band that I've been listening to for ages. I've always played their tracks, but I've never got to see live. And one band I'm definitely looking forward to, and that is Mongrel Stage. And they used to be called Moo, but they changed their name. But they sort of still are keeping the cow theme in some of their tunes and stuff, because this song is called Dead Cow Walking. Dead Cow Walking. And take a listen to it.
been so far, the remains whip the thing. Four in the morning when I woke up dead, empty bottle full of rain. Look at me, look at me, I'm the king of misery. Show me if I care. Two hundred seagulls trying to kill one fish while I wonder where I am. And I feel it, if I'm walking, am I guilty? The moon was gone then she came, a killer in disguise. My sweet little jailer was all I saw, looking for some fun. Take my heart again, my love, and I fall again, I know. I show her my big smile. The bartender grinned as she kicked me out at the road. Was what I got, and I feel it. This car walking, am I guilty? This car walking.
Thank you. There's a crowd of big fat mama angels sitting on your knee. Johnny Cash is singing songs of woe and misery. You're happy now you left this place of pain and no regrets. You're up there in heaven and no longer in distress. I'll meet you up there when the lights grow dim. We'll be together. I'll bring my mandolin. Well, surely, boy, you lived your life so fast and furious. Never ain't no moment. In the place he used to be, for you live on forever in my happy memory. I'll meet you up there when the lights go dim. We'll be together.
That was Prairie Dogs. Dags. Oh, it's Prairie, but D-A-W-G-S to spell it. And that song called Mama Angels. And before that, you heard Gavin Glass, Better Left Alone. And then before that, again, you heard Mongrel Estate. And as I said, they're all appearing at the Doolin Craft Beer and Food Festival, which I'm heading to next week, I think. Hopefully. I can't remember the dates, but I'm sure I remember. I'll figure it out. And I'm very much looking forward to it. Should be very lot of fun. Just look, seeing the lineup of, they have the lineup, the poster is brilliant because they have bands, then breweries. So it's half bands, half breweries. So it gets you very excited. Well, it gets me very excited about the whole thing. I'm going to play a few Irish songs now. I'm almost done with the show. I try to keep them under an hour because anything over an hour and I think you tend to get bored or something, and so an hour is a perfect amount of time to have a dip into a bit of music and listen, and that's it, and have less of me talking. Just want to tell you what's the update, what's happening with me lately. The Ericana blog's been nominated for the, someone has nominated for the Irish Blog Awards. They're currently, the way they work it is to do a long list, and then do a short list, and then do finalists, so this year, though, they're doing it a bit different. They're going straight from nominations to a shortlist. So after shortlist, it'll be going on to, you have to get into being one of the finalists, and part of that is a public vote. So I might be calling on you, the listeners of the Eric Cannon podcast, to help me out if there is a public vote. I think it's a bit unfair, public votes, because if someone like me, who's writing a blog about American and our country, I don't think, like, I don't have 100,000 readers a month on the blog because of the nature of the genre, but it's not a popular genre. Therefore, like, having a public vote is only going to attract the most popular blogs, whatever. So it's a bit unfair, but what can you do about it? Only complain on your podcast. And that's what I'm going to do. I want to feature another artist that I've played on this show recently, I featured in the blog recently, and that was the Marianne's, if I can pronounce it properly. I think it's the Marianne's, yes. And they released an EP this year, and I only discovered them because they played the Galway Arts Festival recently, which I was at, and they played the Fringe Festival, which is a part of the Arts Festival. and I actually missed them, but they're playing in Galway tonight, so I might try to get along and see them. Excuse me, but this is a track from that EP, and this song, I think it's the title track of the EP, yes, yeah, yep, just checking there, it is, and it's called Lost With All Hands, and then I'm going to play another nautical themed song after. So let's hear the Mariannes first.
Thank you.
band that was the sound of the Marianne's, and a beautiful track it was. I was very impressed by it. I wasn't expecting, I don't know what I was expecting to listen to them, but they're very very impressive, all folk sorts of stuff, and a beautiful song. It won an award last year. It won this prize at the I think it's the Clancy Brothers Festival or something like that. Best song, best original song, and definitely deserves it. And a beautiful track, and well worth checking out. The Marianne's is the name of them. MARIANNES. I said I'm actually going to finish the show with a nautical theme track, and that is Vickers Vimy, and they're a Galway band, and they're releasing album a few years ago called Volume 1, That Final Scratch, and a lot of nautical themed songs on it, but I thought I'd pick this one, and it's called Southbound. So until the next show, take care. If you want to get in touch with me, you can find me on Twitter @Ericana, Facebook /Ericana, and email me ron@ericana.com, and Ericana is EIRECANA. Till I talk to you again, till the next show, take it easy, enjoy the rest of your summer. It's been terrible in Galway, but I'm sure it's lovely where you are, and speak to you soon. Take care. Bye bye. Since I found